Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour we'll be playing some great bluegrass music, mostly culled from the shelves of my CD collection. But in fact, today's Back Porch Bluegrass is going to be dedicated to one person, and that's the great John Starling. I'm indeed very sad to report that John Starling, the lead singer of the great band Seldom Seen, died on May the 2nd at his home in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He was 79 years old and died of congestive heart failure. He had been sick for some months. John Starling, together with Seldom Seen, helped redefine the new bluegrass for those of us who were listening in the early 1970s, and I'll be playing some music from John Starling throughout the program, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Some of my favourites, and I'm pretty sure there'll be some of yours too. And we're going to get right underway with that. In 1971, a brand new group formed, Seldom Seen, and we all anticipated what it was going to be like. We bought our albums, and this is what we heard when we first turned on the album. Black cover, very mysterious looking. You could just see the guy's instruments and sort of trousers, and it was called The Seldom Seen Act One. We put it on the turntables and it sounded a little bit like this.
Clickety sound of the southbound freight and the high-speed hum of the passenger train becomes a part of the soul and the heart and the mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. The sound of the whistle at the cross in the road and the tanks and the trucks and the tractors on the flat car load becomes a part of a soul in the heart and the mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. And the big round penny that you lay on the rails and the wheels mash flat, and the glimpse of the ladies and the pictures of the men in the engineer's hats, and the brakeman waves from the red caboose. He's a part of the past and never quite turns loose. He's a part of a soul and the heart and the mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. And the sound of the whistle at the cross in the road, and the tanks and the trucks and the tractors on the flat car load becomes a part of a soul and a part of a mind of the boy that's raised by the railroad line. And the big round penny that you lay on the rails and the wheels mash flat, and the clips of the ladies and the pictures of the men in the engineer's hat, and the brakeman waves from the red caboose, he's a part of the past and never quite turns loose. He's a part of a soul and a heart and a mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. Of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. See that train coming round the bend, carrying the one that I love. Her beautiful body is still here on earth, but her soul has been called up above. Body and soul, body and soul, that's how she loves me, with body and soul. Of gold, her eyes were as blue as the sea, her lips were the color of summer's red rose, and she promised she would always love me. Body and soul, body and soul, that's how she loves me, body and soul. The shadows will cover her face as the last sun goes down. She's laid beneath the ground, and my teardrops are falling like rain. Body and soul, body and soul, body and soul, that's how she loves me, with body and soul.
Seldom Seen, Act One. I remember being absolutely stunned by the quality of the music that came off that album when I got it, and I'm pretty sure I wore the grooves a whole lot wider by my constant playing of that album. John Starling brought a wonderful dimension to vocal work in bluegrass music, and the whole band seemed to have a slightly different approach, a lot of space in their sound, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that later, but that's just a sampler. We really enjoyed the music of John Starling. I've been listening to an album called The Patuxent Banjo Project, the best of Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, Northern Virginia, Southern Pennsylvania banjo players, and it's fascinating. It's got all sorts of players on it, many of whom I've heard of and followed their music, and some I'd never heard of, and just amazed that I'd not heard of them because everyone just plays so great. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks for you from this album. It's a two CD set, and we're going to hear a pretty straightforward bluegrass tune called Laurie Ann from a banjo player, Scott Walker. And then we're going to hear The Drunken Fiddler, a little bit more old-timey sounding from Mr. Reed Martin. And each of them, they're backed up by, where's my little piece of paper? And Michael Cleveland on fiddle anyway, in particular. And oh, here it is. And Michael Cleveland, fiddler, mandolin, Danny Nicely on guitar, and Marshall Wilborn on bass. And this tune by Scott Walker, the first one, is called Laurie Ann, is written for his wife. And he's played in lots of bands, and you can hear, man, he's such a good player. And they're a little, following that, we're going to hear from Reed Martin with the tune called The Drunken Fiddler, which had a great feel to it. He's played lots and lots of music and banjo contests and fiddle player contests, and really good, lovely old time style playing. So let's have a listen to the Patuxent Banjo Project.
Thank you.
a little bit of banjo music to keep the show running there. I was listening to it on my as part of a trip and really enjoyed having the banjos going, all the different banjos from this Patuxent Banjo Project. I hope I'm saying that right. Quite likely not. And really enjoyed it. So hope you did too. John Starling, I'll read parts of an obituary written in the Washington Post. Some excellent obituaries online. You can go online, just type it in your search engine and come up with almost hundreds of obituaries, but this one read very well. John Starling, a surgeon who became a Grammy-winning songwriter and singer and co-founded the Seldom Seen, a bluegrass group that in the 1970s helped define the expansive subgenre called Newgrass, died on May the 2nd at his home in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He was 79 years old. Dr. Starling, who played guitar and alternated lead vocals with mandolinist John Duffy, formed the Seldom Seen in 1971 with dobroist Mike Aldridge, banjoist Ben Eldridge, and bassist Tom Gray. The name was a joke, really, a pun. Seldom Seen alluded to the fact that all five members had day jobs and initially only committed to performing one night a week. Dr. Starling was a surgeon who specialised in ear, nose and throat maladies. Their repertoire included compositions by folk singer-songwriters such as James Taylor, Bob Dylan and John Prine, and they're in the vanguard of the Newgrass movement. Dr. Starling wrote several of the group's best-remembered songs, including He Rode All the Way to Texas and Gardens and Memories and C&O Canal. I'll be playing a bit of that later. Emmylou Harris, who was a real admirer of the group and a friend of John Starling's, said, "You had two incredibly distinct voices that you'd never think would go together. Duffy, one of the great classic bluegrass tenors, and John, one of the most subtle, soulful singers, almost like a pop voice." Singer-songwriter Emmylou Harris, one of the band's admirers, told the Washington Post, "John is probably my favourite singer in the world as far as restraint and intensity of emotion. Then you've got the cement of Mike Aldridge's voice, which has a beautiful tone to it, but a certain invisible quality that ties it all together with just enough texture. It's like no other sound. They really gave bluegrass another texture, another gear." Well, that's definitely what we heard when we listened to the album. We were stunned at how good they were. Dr. Starling often offered suggestions to Emmylou Harris about her song arrangements and even harmonised on her recordings. And on Trio, the album by Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt and Dolly Parton, he is credited as a music consultant. And he was the one who advised Emmylou Harris to start using a bluegrass group, the Nash Ramblers, instead of doing a lot of electric stuff. He was born in 1940, grew up in Lexington, Virginia. His father became a biology professor at Washington and Lee University. And as a youngster, John discovered bluegrass and country music through live radio programs, and he took up electric guitar. Graduated from Davidson College in 1962, received his medical degree from the University of Virginia in 1967, and he attended folk and bluegrass jams and met future bandmate Ben Eldridge there. After service as an army surgeon in Vietnam, Dr. Starling performed in the Washington area with Eldridge and John Duffy and Tom Gray. And over the years, the Seldom Seen took up residence at the Red Fox Inn in Bethesda, Maryland, and then was a house band at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. 1977, he left Seldom Seen, was replaced by Phil Rosenthal, you might recall. Released a solo album, Long Time Gone, and he formed a country rock band with Claire Lynch, and then he did an album, Spring Training, with banjoist-songwriter Carl Jackson and the Nash Ramblers, and won the 1991 Grammy for the Best Bluegrass Album. He briefly rejoined the Seldom Seen in the mid-1990s, and he did a final collaboration in 2007 with Aldridge and Tom Gray. Dr. Starling took pride in what he termed honesty in presentation and considered it paramount to give an audience his best. He said, "No matter how slick you are," he once said, "people aren't going to buy it if you're checking your watch to see how long before you go off." I think that's funny. And We just love their music, and I'm going to play possibly one of the best loved recordings from Seldom Seen, and that's live at the Cellar Door. And we're going to have some intros and then probably three of my favourite songs from then. I hope you enjoy this Back Porch Bluegrass tribute to John Starling, who died early this month.
By the way, if you haven't met these people before, that's Mike Aldridge on the dobro. We just call him Larry the Legend or Mr. Clean, either one. And don't anybody mess up his hair, especially when he's walking back to go upstairs. Don't reach out and grab his hair. He doesn't like that. On the bass, Tom Gray. Ben Eldridge on the five-string banjo. He looks so funky tonight, I can't stand it. But the guy who really looks funky... Yeah. Whew, James Brown, look out. John Duffy. My name's John Starling, and we're going to...
River's rising, muddy waters taking back the land. Old frame house, you can't take one more beating. Ain't no use to stay and make a stand. Morning light showed water in the valley. Daddy's grave just went below the line. Things to save, you just can't take them with you. Flood'll swallow all you leave behind. Won't be back to start all over, 'cause what I felt before is gone. Mary, take the baby, river's rising. Muddy waters taking back my home.
Especially for the documentary on the C&O Canal. It was on a program called Perspective, which we did a soundtrack for. It's just called the C&O Canal.
Up from a night in a shady saloon, she remembers the night of the boatman's tunes. It's all a part of the boatman's soul, as the smell of the dust of the Cumberland coal. With a 3-mule team, he winds his way through the pawpaw tunnel about midday, passing locks through the rain and fog, his thoughts so nice at the Salty Dog. Hey, 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 Lock Rain. Oh, hey, hey, Lock. Well, the words like the lockhouse covered with time live on for us in an old man's mind. Never no more. On the C&O Canal Line. Doomed by the rail from the very start, his boat still lives in the people's heart. We've a debt to pay and a promise to keep to save his way from an endless sleep. Hey, 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 Lock Ready. Oh, hey. Well, the words like the lockhouse covered with time live on for us in an old man's mind. Never no more on the C&O Canal Line. Thank you.
sweetheart of the mountains. She's my little Georgia Rose.
We've been listening to Seldom Seen Live at the Cellar Door, and that's celebrating, I think, will be the word that I use. The work of John Starling, wonderful lead singer, wonderful harmony singer, and just the glue that held that initial band together. And many of us who were raised on bluegrass music throughout the 1970s just absolutely loved what Seldom Seen were doing. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and playing some of the music that I love to play. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're the big music store in Hamilton CBD, Anglesey Street, actually, where you can go and find anything to do with music. They will supply to you books, scripts, manuscripts, how to play books, guitars, banjos, mandolins, fiddles, basses, keyboards, drums, amplifiers, leads, strings, picks, anything you think you need to help you become the musician that you want to be, you can find it Shearers. Go in and talk to them. All the friendly staff are musicians, and they have a great understanding of what will help you, and I'm pretty sure you'll come up with something. So thank you, Shearers, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass Music. They've been part of the Hamilton music scene for the more than 50 years, and I'm delighted to have them on board with Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say hello to all the Access radio stations that are listening. This show first comes out on Free FM 89.0 on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock, and you can listen to live radio, or you can live stream it on your computer. You can listen as a podcast from the next day. You might be listening on one of the Access radio stations around New Zealand, Raglan Community, Plains FM Christchurch, Arrow FM Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Coast Access Radio. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you and hope you're enjoying Back Porch Bluegrass. We have Access radio stations in Canada that are listening to this program as well. CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA is also hosts Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted that you are able to listen. What are we going to have now? Let's play the Earls of Leicester. Like many bluegrasses, I love the music of Leicester Flat Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. The Earls of Leicester are a band dedicated to reproducing the early Flat and Scruggs sound, and they have a lot of fun doing it. We're going to play the Salty Dog Blues, and then I'm going to sleep with one eye open.
We're going to get it started with the old Salty Dog Blues. Charlie, you got this?
I stand on the corner with a low-down blues, great big hole in the bottom of my shoe.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog around. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Now look at your Sal, I know you run down stocking in a white shoe.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I'll be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
I was down in a wildwood sitting on an old found trigger alcohol.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
I lets it go. Shot fell over in Mexico.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
We're going to do a song for you now that Flat and Scruggs did on the Opry one night, and were quickly told that they could no longer do that song anymore. They're too risque for the audience on the radio.
And I think they wrote it right on the records over here at WSM. Do not play.
Do not play. It's called I'm Gonna Sleep with One Eye Open. From now on.
I just found out today the little game you play. I've been sleeping all my life away. You've been a-stepping, so they say, 'tween midnight and day. So I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on. From now on.
From now on.
All night long.
All night long.
You won't have a chance to treat your daddy wrong. You've been a-stepping, so they say, 'tween midnight and day. So I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on. There's a honky-tonk down the road just about a mile or so. I understand that's where you spend your time. Honey, I got news for you. Your little game is through. From now on, baby, you're gonna toe the line. From now on.
From now on.
All night long.
All night long.
You won't have a chance to treat your daddy wrong. You've been a-stepping, so they say. Wise and running around with other guys and leaving me to spend my time alone. Honey, you'll find out today it don't work out that way. You done started a little game that two can play. From now on.
From now on.
All night long.
All night long.
You won't have a chance to treat your daddy wrong. You've been a-stepping, so they say, 'tween me stepping, so they say, 'tween midnight and day.
So I'm gonna sleep one eye open from now on.
Oh. Oh, great sound. A great sound from the Earls of Leicester. And that's doing their Flat and Scruggs songs. And very enjoyable to listen to, I tell you. I have another album here of Seldom Seen, Like We Used to Be, early 1990s. This came out. John Duffy, John Starling, Mike Aldridge, Ben Eldridge, but with T. Michael Coleman on the bass. An interesting mixture of songs here, a little bit lighter. I suspect they weren't performing quite as much in this ensemble, and the nature of the songs are a little bit different, but I'm going to play two songs from this, Like I Used to Do, featuring the wonderful voice of John Starling. And then I'll Remember You, Love in My Prayers.
There was a time we'd be the last to leave, watching the sun come up while everyone fell asleep. The music was always loud, and I'd smoke and drink too much till I fell in your arms and into your loving touch. Now as the years roll by, time has reeled me in, and I slowed down a notch or two from the way things were then. And those old ways of I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. I remember the days when we pack our bags and run, chasing some crazy dream into the morning sun. Now as the twilight falls, I find I'm satisfied watching fire glow, just as long as you're by my side. Here in my heart it seems time has passed me by, and I love you as much today as the very first time. And those old ways of mine I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. I still want you the way I wanted you then. If I could do it all over, I'd do it all over again. And those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you.
curtains of night are pinned back by the stars, and the beautiful moon climbs the sky, and the dewdrops of heaven are kissing your moon. It is then that my memory flies. Go wherever you will, over land, over sea, I will share all your sorrow and care. And at night when I kneel by my bedside and pray, I'll remember you love in my prayer. Loved you too fondly to ever forget those words you have spoken to me, with the kiss of affection still warm on my lips when you told me how true you would be. Well, go wherever you will, over land, over sea, I will share all your sorrow and care. And at night when I kneel by my bedside and pray, I'll remember you love in my prayer. As if on the wings of a beautiful dove, in haste with the message he bears, to bring him a kiss of affection and say, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers. Well, go wherever you will, over land, over sea, I will share all your sorrow and care. And at night when I kneel by my bedside and pray, I'll remember you, love, in my prayer.
That was Seldom Seen, Like We Used to Be, and featuring the great voice of John Starling, who we are celebrating in this show, his work and his wonderful music as part of Seldom Seen in particular, and but as a solo artist as well. He died on May the 2nd, and the bluegrass world is all mourning his passing. Thank you, John, for all your great music. I mentioned earlier on his friendship with Emmy Lou Harris, so I think for our gospel show we'll have a track from her Roses in the Snow CD. She's got Johnny Cash singing the bass part, Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs helping her out on the vocals with a tune called Jordan.
Oh, coming as you tread life's journey, take Jesus as your daily guide. Though you may feel pure and safely without him walking by your side, but when you come to make the crossing at the ending of his pilgrim way, if you ever will meet our Savior, you'll surely meet him on that day.
Now look at that cold Jordan, look at these deep waters, look at that wide river, oh hear the mighty billows roar. You better take a
true companion,
for I'm
sure without him that you never will make it all. That awful day of judgment is coming in the by and by. We'll see our Lord descending in glory from on high. So let's keep in touch with Jesus and in his grace and love.
you gonna do?
Oh, what
you gonna say?
Oh, how
you gonna feel when you come to the end of the way?
Well, it's just about time to end Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for listening. There's a couple of events, if you live locally, that you should know about. On the 10th of May, the Morrinsville Country Music Club, second Friday of the month, is having its concert in what was the Senior Citizens Hall, now the Rotary Community Hall in Canada Street. Just $5 admission, and you'll have a great concert. Back Porch Bluegrass Jam Session is on 26th of May, the fourth Sunday of the month, at 2:30 at the Silverdale Normal School Hall, and or normal common room, really. And this time we've got the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band as guests, so it'll be a real bluegrass adventure there. As well as that, we'll have a bit of a jam session and others get the opportunity to play. So come along to that. There's always something happening at the Navarra Lounge, all sorts of acoustic music and other music happening there. So check their webpage to find out if there's anything you'd like to go to. We're going to take it out with Byron Burlon playing the tune Hamilton County. This is a tune and the version of the tune after which our band was named. This is Byron Burlon with the Dillards, and it's a great tune, and we thought, what a good name for a band. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll tune in again next week. Bye. The top of 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 the top of